Virgin Radio
104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip
with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, she's finally back from New York City. All the goss. Hello, Pretty Malik.
Hello. So Ryan Gosling was back to hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend, and he's infamous for never completing a sketch. He breaks character every single time. Like, you need to watch it. It's just so funny. But during his opening monologue, the reason he's there is to promote his new movie with Emily Blunt called The Fall Guy.
Okay.
Emily Blunt So Emily Blunt was in Oppenheimer. He was in Barbie last year, and there were rivals all throughout the season, right? So he starts off his monologue by saying, "I need to break up with Ken, my character." So he does a reimagining of Taylor Swift's All Too Well, but Emily Blunt crashes. Have a listen.
If I said that I was doing fine, you know I'd be lying. 'Cause I was just Ken, and now I'm just Ryan.
Hi, Emily Blunt.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm promoting our movie.
No, you're not. No, you're not. We had a whole Fall Guy monologue plan with a bunch of stunts. It was going to be epic. Look at you. You're Kenning right now. And I hate there's even a verb. All right? I resent that. Take the fur coat off. You're embarrassing yourself. Come on.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Emily Blunt's got a British accent.
She's British.
I didn't know that.
Really?
So she plays, puts on a great American accent, doesn't she?
Well, her husband's American, so.
Who's her husband?
John Krasinski.
Oh.
Oh, from The Office.
Yeah.
Do you think he's hot?
Yes.
John Krasinski.
Yes.
Wow.
Have you not seen, Jack Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh. The Arms?
Oh, Jack Ryan. Yeah, I've seen him in that.
He's so good.
All right, okay. What else you got for us?
Lionel Messi's bodyguard sprung into action after having to run on, is you call it field or pitch?
Pitch. Stuff,
onto the pitch in the middle of an Inter Miami game.
Wow.
Literally, they're playing and he springs into action. His name is Yassine. Because a fan decided to just sprint onto the pitch and try to take a selfie with Messi.
They all try and do that, yeah.
Well, Messi's actually pretty good. He does end up taking the selfie in the middle of play.
He shouldn't do that because it entices more people to come on.
So by the time Yassine got to Messi, they already took the selfie and then they took him down and dragged him off the pitch.
Oh. I'm having a look at this right now. Hold on. Like, it was a kid, right?
He was young. He looked young.
Oh, hold on.
No, he wasn't that kid. No, sorry. Kid.
It happens all the time. Yeah. I'm on TikTok just trying to see it.
Yeah. It was on this weekend? Saturday.
I see it.
KC.
Like, he has to have the bodyguard right down when he takes corners and everything.
Yeah, look, I'm watching footage. The bodyguard actually runs up and down the field. Yeah. Wherever Messi is, he has to run up. So he's basically he's playing a football game, but on the sideline.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Good on him. Good on him. That's his job. He's doing his job well. What else?
So Drake and everyone else. That's what it seems like right now. Drake versus the world. He's been kind of beefing with Kendrick Lamar, Metro Boomin, so many different people. Over the weekend, there was something happening with Rick Ross. Rick Ross put out a song basically saying that Drake got a nose job and he was really, making fun of him in other ways as well. Drake responded by posting a text exchange with his mother.
Which was so funny.
His mom was like, "Did you get a nose job?" And he goes, "Mom, if I got a nose job, I would have gotten us a 2-for-1 deal."
Yeah, because she always wanted a nose job. And then she said, "It's got nothing to do. Rick Ross has been so much on Ozempic and Manjaro.
So he's loopy.
He's loopy and he's a little crazy." Now, I thought, oh my gosh, is that true beef? And then I just thought maybe they're just friends and having a go at each other.
I don't know.
But now, Drake has become the guy that a lot of artists have turned on. What's crazy is that there's quotes from Eminem and Dr. Dre from years ago saying, "Don't worry, Drake, they'll eventually turn on you," as they all do.
Oh.
And now everyone's saying that Dr. Dre and Eminem, they know what's up because it's come to that point where now they've all turned on each other.
I guess that's what you get for being the nice guy in the industry. I don't know.
It's what you get when you're number one. That's
also
what happens.
True. And now there's this alleged diss track from Drake that leaked over the weekend.
Yep.
And in it, first of all, there are a lot of beeps in this, but you hear him taking aim at Metro Boomin, The Weeknd, he refers to him as Abel, and their manager, Sal.
Sal, my mate.
Yeah.
Drake's pushing out on Sal. Let's have a listen.
Metro, shut your whole up and make some drama. Yeah, I'm a six god, I'm a front runner. Yeah, the manager was Chuz, little runner. Claim the six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, Abel bread out here tricking. We do
So he basically takes aim at Metro Boomin and The Weeknd, saying, you claim you're from the six, as in Toronto.
Yeah.
But now you have the money, so you ran away from Toronto. You don't, like, you just claim it just because.
Right.
And, like, he just goes on and on and on. This is an alleged.
Is Metro Boomin Canadian as well?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, so, I have no idea about that. There we go.
So this, by the way, is leaked. It is not an official.
No, you never know. It could be AI.
It could be. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, good to have you back, Pretty. There's some of the goss. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.